This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I am back again. I want to talk about very quickly what's happening in India with Muslims. We saw the hijab controversy where one of the sisters, she was hounded by a bunch of dogs, a pack of dogs, waving saffron scarves and all that. And they were shouting Hindu slogans. And it seems as if they want to impose Hinduism on every single person living in India. This bunch of group or this bunch of people working with the current government. Because the current government is an extremely xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-minority government. It is a fascist, terrorist, extremist government that's ruling India. And for some reason, the whole world is doing business with Modi, who has been accused of genocide in 2003. The current Prime Minister of India I'm talking about, Prime Minister Modi. He is an open Islamophobe. He's well known to have expressed extremist ideas in his speeches, and his actions speak louder than his words. He has increasingly pressurized the minorities. Sikhs are not very happy with him. The Christians are not happy with him. His thugs are walking around India, killing people, torturing people, lynching people. Mobs are killing people. Villages are being burned. Mosques are being demolished. Sikhs are being, you know, hounded all over India. So what happened to this sister with hijab? She's not the only one who is going through this, although she became a symbol of resistance against this fascist ideology called the Hindutva movement. This is quite worrying for the Muslims in particular and other minorities in general. Okay, it's not going to stop here. These people are such shameless and such barbaric people that they're not going to stop at this. They will take it all the way. They want to commit a genocide. There are genocide experts around the world, academic experts who are a bunch of academics. They have warned that India has passed the threshold, you know, when genocide is absolutely imminent. And it seems that the genocide is absolutely imminent in India. You know, they want to commit a Muslim genocide. And there won't be any point of, you know, issuing condemnations and making statements at the UN once the genocide has been committed. We warn the world that the Indian government, the current Indian government, is no different to ISIS. You know, when people were making noise around the world, the global media, Western media in particular, was making a lot of noise crying about ISIS and ISIS atrocities, rightly so. Why are they silent on these Hindu extremist terrorist activities in India right under the patronage of the government, the fascist government of India? Why is the world silent? So Hindutva is not only after hijab, they are after Muslims. They don't want Muslims to live in India. Okay, they want Muslims to either die or convert to Hinduism. That's not going to happen. Muslims are not going anywhere. There are nearly 30 million Muslims in India. They're not going anywhere. You can't kill them. You are such cowards, you can't kill them, right? And we don't want you to kill them. We don't want you to kill anyone, and we don't want anyone to kill anyone, right? We want people to live in peace. We want harmony, not only in India, around the world. But I am surprised that so much is happening in India. People are being lynched, and no one is batting an eyelid, especially on global media. All of these hypocrites, you know, international leaders, they are all silent on this imminent genocide of the Muslim people in India, right? And hijab is just an excuse, right? It's just an excuse. Before hijab, it was the Babri Mosque issue. And then before that, these guys are coming up with something new every single day, trying to inflate hatred against the Muslim community. Now, what is my advice to the Muslim community? My advice to the Muslim community is to unite. Don't bicker with each other anymore. Unite to save your lives, to save your children, to save your future, to make India a better place as it should be. India is a beautiful country. Most people of India are absolutely amazing people, intelligent people, upright people. Not all Hindus agree with this fascist bunch of thugs and dogs. There are so many decent and well-to-do Hindus in India. They don't agree with this kind of bigotry. They don't agree with this fascist approach to their religion, right? Like many Muslims, most Muslims don't agree with what ISIS and other extremist ideologies are doing around the world. Likewise, there are so many millions of decent Hindus in India who don't agree with this ideology. So they should also unite with the Muslims and other minorities. So I invite all the decent Hindu people of India, all the decent Christians and Sikhs and Muslims to unite against this fascism. Okay, defeat it politically, legally. Okay? And don't do anything stupid. Don't resort to violence, because violence is not a solution, because this is exactly what these fascist dogs want. They want people to commit violence so that they can point fingers at them and say, see, this is why we're doing what we're doing, right? We don't want to commit violence against anyone, and we don't promote that. So find legal ways, get involved in media, get active, you know, get active on social media, make social media accounts, start to raise awareness. Because for some reason, the world is sleeping on what's happening in India. Everyone knows that the BJP is a diehard enemy as an organization of the Muslims, right? So something needs to be done. I invite all the decent people of the world in general, and the people of India in particular, despite all the differences, religious differences, they need to come together as decent human beings and save lives, okay? Save lives, because what's happening in India is not acceptable. India has potentially become one of the most intolerant countries in the world, okay? What's happening in India is absolutely appalling. It's not acceptable, right? Forget about Afghanistan and Iraq and other lands and, you know, even American West and what's happening to people around the world in Mexico, let's say, okay, where drug cartels are killing innocent people. What's happening in India is no less. It is no less. So why is India being treated as if there's nothing happening there? The government of India needs to be warned by the international community, and Muslim community around the world needs to unite. And the media in India is basically, you know, run by a bunch of prostitutes who are being paid to peddle hate, active hate against the Muslims in particular and other minorities in general, right? What's the point of education if you're going to do this? If you're going to take some money, a few dollars, a few rupees to do what you're doing? You are a bunch of hate mongers. You are a bunch of, you know, I don't have words to describe your shamelessness. Some of these media personnel, these anchors, these news reporters and presenters are a bunch of prostitutes. They're working for few dollars, few pounds or few rupees. I don't know where the money's coming from, but definitely they're working with the BJP government. Okay. Now, historically speaking, this is not the first time this is happening to Muslims in India. That's why the founding fathers of Pakistan, they knew if India is left by the British as a democracy, then this extremist element might come to power and they will do exactly what they're doing now to Muslims, right? That's why they wanted a separate homeland. They wanted a separate homeland for the Muslims. Imagine if there was a united India today and Muslims were a minority in that India, and these Hindus, these extremist Hindus, to be precise, to be specific, because we're not against Hindus. We're not saying all Hindus are like this. This is a bunch of extremists who have come to power. Imagine if they came to power as they have, and imagine what would they do to the Muslims if there was a united India, right? They would do exactly what they're doing right now. That's why the founding fathers of Pakistan, they were of the view that there is no way that these people are able to do justice. There is no way. They will never do justice to Muslims. They will never treat Muslims as equals. They will never allow Muslims to live in peace. And this is exactly what's happening in India today. Okay, genocide experts are warning now that India is very close to a genocide. A genocide is about to occur. When is the world going to wake up? When is the world going to see what's happening in India? It seems the world doesn't want to see. So when is the Muslim world going to wake up? When are the Arabs going to wake up? When are the Turks going to wake up? When are the North Africans going to wake up? When are the Muslims going to wake up to this this injustice and tyranny against innocent people? So my advice to the people of India and the people of the world is to stop this genocide from happening because they are moving towards a genocide. They want the Muslims to be slaughtered and killed on the streets of India. Okay, and that's not going to happen. We're not going to allow that to happen. So brothers and sisters, I want everyone to wake up and start speaking up against this oppression and this tyranny, inshallah. The video has gone on for long. I want you to share this message far and wide so the world can pay heed to what's about to happen in India. And we stand with the Muslims of India, with the Sikhs of India, with the Christians of India. We stand with all the minorities of India who are suffering under the current fascist, extremist, terrorist regime of India, run by the BJP, right? We stand with all minorities, all the oppressed people in India, okay? And we want the world to stand with them. On that note, I will end. Thank you so much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.